This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Rise up with Ginny and Adam on your Wednesday morning, waking you up. Now, if this man were a superhero, his weapon would be like a celebrity gossip magazine and he would be called Banana Man. Good morning, Mr. Brian Peel.
Good morning. How are we?
Well, thank you. You've got a plethora of gossip for us today. I'm quite excited.
I do. I've got a bit of juicy stuff for you today, guys. Rightio. I don't know whether you saw Facebook last night, but there was a photo that our very own John Farnham uploaded, and all he wrote was, "Have you heard the whisper?" And it sparked a bit of chaos and a bit of a frenzy online with 200 likes and 400 comments.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy, but they're saying it's unconfirmed, but it looks like he's going to be the next judge on The Voice Australia in 2014.
Wow. So this man's been teasing us, saying it's going to be the last time we'll see him, it's going to be the last time we'll hear him sing, but it's not going to be the last time.
This is like the fifth time that we won't see him.
The fifth last time.
Well, he keeps on rising like Lazarus. But Seal and Ricky Martin look like they're on their way out. And Mel B, yeah, it looks like Mel B is going to join him. And,
oh, really?
Ricky Martin? Oh, yes. No. He's so beautiful to look at. He's
they
so
replace
pretty.
Ricky Martin with Mel B.
I think that's the big in and out for the show.
Oh,
it's disappointing.
It is disappointing, especially when John Farnham's biggest hit these days is "You're the Voice, I Can't Understand It Anymore."
So Delta Goodrum and Joel Madden look like they're safe for now, so they'll be sticking around for a bit more.
And is it confirmed that Joel Madden will have a fresh bag of toothpicks for this season?
I believe so. Robbie Williams, guys, he's just announced a tour as well. So he's starting out in Budapest next year in April.
As all good English rock stars do.
Yeah, a bit of a naughty boy he is. So he's going to kick it off in Amsterdam, then head off to Berlin and Glasgow and Manchester, and then close off in London in July. So there's no Aussie dates yet, so we really hope he can pop on down to Australia to see us. He's got a brand new album, Swings Both Ways. So take that as you will.
Yeah, exactly. Ginny and I just had that look of,
Yeah. So there's a couple of duets on there. There are a couple of big ones. Lily Allen, Michael Bublé, Kelly Clarkson, Ollie Miz, and Rufus Wainwright also duet with Robbie on there. So big CD, that one.
Gee, Lily's swinging both ways too. She's swinging with Pink, now she's swinging with Robbie. She's getting out there with the duets.
She is. She's even got a new track out now, which is really hot and raunchy. Not sure whether you heard it. I think we did hear that just earlier on in Rise Up, did we? Hard Up, I think it's called.
Yes, like we that. Did. Yes, that was on this morning with Roisin and the Six at Six.
It is. Great song, too. Now, another lady who's sort of been missing in action for a little while is Alanis.
The queen of the croaky voice.
Yes. So she's set to join the ranks of Queen, ABBA and Carole King. She's going to have her own Broadway show based on her music from her landmark album, Jagged Little Pill.
What?
Really?
Is everyone uninvited to this? Oh, no, that's the wrong album, wasn't it?
That's right. There's a Broadway show which is going to feature about 12 of her tracks and a couple of new compositions as well. So the plan is to have a workshop production, which is scheduled for sometime in 2014. So something new from Alanis Morissette.
And this lady is on fire. She's one of my favourites. In fact, you know you've made it to the top when you have the Empire State Building flashing lights to the tune of your song, Girl on Fire. Alicia Keys is confirmed 100%.
She is confirmed, and she will be performing at the ARIA Awards on December 1st in Sydney. Now, she will be doing a medley, so she'll be performing Girl on Fire and her new one, which is Brand New Me.
Wow.
It's going to be an Aussie TV first for Alicia Keys. So she's never performed on Aussie TV, so this is going to be a big one for her. And then she launches on her national tour with John Legend.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so CD, DVD, out on November 29 for Alicia Keys as well. So, yeah, lots to come from her.
And the last one is the lovely lady that graced our Rod Laver Arena with the bright pink hair, the one and only Pink herself.
Is there anything this girl can't do?
I don't know. She's swung from acrobats. I've seen her, you know, swinging through the buildings here like Spider-Man, so...
The Truth About Love Tour. Now, Pink did, 200 shows at Rod Laver Arena? Live from Melbourne. The show from Melbourne is actually going to be a DVD So that is out soon. And to celebrate, there's actually going to be a very special one-off screening tonight at Melbourne Central at 6:45 p.m. So
get out of town, really?
Yes, a screening? Yes.
Oh,
that's going to be the place to be for the lesbians tonight, because they're all going to congregate at this place and look at their future Prime Minister. If Alan
Hello,
ever gets out,
leader.
It'll be pink.
Hello, my leader.
BYO pink wig.
Yeah. Mr. Brian Peel, thank you very much for joining us this morning and updating us on what's happening around the world in celebrity gossip.
Thanks, guys.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.